This week's dry bean scene on the Red River Farm Network is made possible by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, SRS Commodities, and Johnstown Bean Company. Joining the program this week is Clear Lake, Minnesota farmer Ryan Peterson. And Ryan, you were telling me beforehand here that you've been pretty dry in your area. Give us a quick recap of the planting season.
Dry. Super dry. I think we honestly, for rainfall to date yet for the year, I think we're under 2 inches, which for us is really low. So we started watering as soon as we planted edibles for herbicides also, but just for germination. And then as soon as we did that, and it got really windy and really hot, pretty much crusted over. So we kept watering just to keep a soft topsoil so the beans could emerge.
Warm and relatively dry. Granted, most of yours are in irrigation. Not too many concerns at this point with the crop, is there, as far as white mold disease, that sort of thing? Or is that something that you're just watching closely, especially since it is underneath irrigation?
We do definitely watch it close. White mold for us is definitely a problem. We personally use Contans on ours, and we've had really good luck with stopping it like before it's a problem. Like our soybeans and stuff, we're a lot of high white mold, especially with irrigation and the soils we have. But we do definitely watch. We get blight, you know, some of that stuff that comes in, and we notice some stress on the seeds this year already with some germination. It kind of seems like it might have been some really dry seed when it got harvested. So we definitely lost a little bit on that.
And again, Ryan Peterson of Clear Lake, Minnesota. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Dry Bean Scene.